So you want the latest style of schach. So what you decide to do is you decide to spray paint your schach whatever color you want. You want rainbow, you want red, green, blue. Is that permitted? Are you allowed to dye your schach? Are you allowed to have different color, multicolored schach if you prefer? So Shlomo Kluger, about 150, 200 years ago, addressed this question. And he said, is the schach allowed to be dyed? And in Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo, he writes, what's the problem? What are you going to tell me? That when you have a shinoi, when you change an object, we know in terms of acquisitions, in terms of you steal something and then you make a change in the item, you can the ganev, although he may have violated an isser, can acquire the item that he stole. He can make a kinyan. So maybe you could say the same thing when you added shinoi, you change something in it, so now it's a new item and therefore it's no longer schach. He says, nah, that doesn't make any sense, because what does schach have to do with ownership? Doesn't make any sense. So he says, well, maybe there's another problem, is that it's a different appearance. Something has a different appearance in halacha, often as different statuses. So he says, now we say chazusolav milsa, the Gemara says, that a change in appearance alone is not dispositive of anything. You know when it is dispositive? When it comes to mikvah. If you drop a dye into a mikvah, a red dye, a blue dye, a green dye into a mikvah, so the mikvah in certain circumstances can become puzzle. But he says that's just based on Xeris HaKosov, specifically in mikvah, needs to look a certain way. The water has to look like water in order to be kosher. So what does it have to do? The schach, it's green or blue or purple, it should all be fine. Then he says, well, what about a separate problem? If you dye the bottom of the schach, you're technically sitting under dye. You're not sitting under schach. It's like you have two levels. So if you have a roof under your schach, that would be problematic. So how can you tell me if you dye the bottom of your schach that that's going to be fine? So he says, now, you know why it's not a problem? Because the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud talks about if you put like a sheet, parasadin, you put like a cloth underneath your schach, not to protect you, but simply for beautification purposes. You put like some mural on a cloth or some Chag Sameach sign up there under the schach, even though it's technically under the schach, obviously with certain dimensions, and maybe perhaps in some cases different, but you see that it's for beautification purposes, something is not considered a hefsik. And therefore he says, what's the problem? He permits colored schach. Great. So what my kids have been working on today is, you know, the famous chain. Everyone has to make a chain for their sukkah. So I've got a great idea. Normally the most annoying thing about the chain is what? Hanging it up. So I have a great idea to solve the chain problem. Problem number two of our tonight's topic is take your chain and wrap it around the bamboo sheaves. In other words, let's say you use bamboo schach. And so you take your tissue paper or your cardboard paper and just instead of making a chain, just wrap the schach. Is that permitted or not? You now have bamboo poles, but wrapped in different cardboard-colored paper. That will stay a lot more than if the rain won't knock it off. May make it drip, but it's going to drip anyway. Good or not good? So this, the Mikroi Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, thinks is problematic. Because he says, the Gemara in Chagiga has a weird discussion a little bit about the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. It was plated gold, but it itself was wood. So is it a wood structure or is it a gold structure for laws of Tumah? And the Gemara says, if not for the fact that the Pasuk calls it eitz, calls it wood, I would say that the wood of the Shulchan is batel, is nullified, is insignificant with respect to the gold plating it. And therefore the inner object is batel, is nullified to the outer plated object. Based on this, says the Mikroi Kodesh, if you line your schach with tissue paper, you plate it with tissue paper or colored cardboard paper, then it's no longer schach. The schach becomes bottled to its protective sheet. I'll give you another example. If you laminate it, you want to laminate it so it doesn't drip as much. Can you put plastic lamination or whatever, formica or whatever it is, around the schach? Same shaila. According to this, you would not be allowed to do it because in the Beis HaMikdash, clearly, the shulchan was designated as an eitz only because the pasuk says so. Otherwise, it would have been considered gold from the outer object. The outer object nullifies the inner object when you have a plated object. This is what the Mikra Kodesh wants to suggest.
Not because the gold is valuable?
See, not really, because it seems more than just because it's plated, it's covered. They go by the outside item. So the Mikra Kodesh, though, does cite Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who's lenient, because he says tissue paper, if you would line the schach, is no different than the beautiful cloth that we referred to before. It's to beautify, like orange tissue paper and schach surrounding your schach, and that's what you have. Love looking up and seeing the color orange. So fine, so that's beautiful for you, and therefore it should not be a hefsik at all. So Shrub Soma Zaman seemed to be lenient about this idea. Now the Mikra Kodesh responds, he says, well, if that's the case, the Gemara could have said that in the Gemara and Chagiga. It does not say that. The Rivos Ephraim cites the Maria Levi from about 150 years ago, who says he who was also strict with regards to plating the schach, even with gold, he said. He says coloring the schach with dye might not be a problem, but once you plate it, it's viewed as a separate object, and a separate object already is a problem. So Halacha L'maaseh, can you color your schach or not? So the poskim have all over the place on this. The stipler apparently permitted dyeing his schach, and apparently the sukkah of the Chazan Ish would have a wood board holding down the schach, and that wooden board apparently was colored. It was a colored board which was plated with some dye, or not plated, rather, it was colored with a dye, and therefore, you see that the stipler and the Chazan Ish didn't care about a dyed board holding down the schach, which to the Chazan Ish was the same as the schach itself. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, they asked him, they said, well, did the stipler care about this? Did your father care about this? The Chazan Ish said, he wasn't sure if they cared about it. He said, my father wasn't sure if it was good or not, but you know what? He didn't make a big deal out of it. So again, he seemed to have conflicting reports if the Chazan Ish actually cared that he had dyed different colored boards on the top of his sukkah. Rabbi Yashiv apparently also ruled leniently about colored schach, but he was strict about the laminating the schach. The Avnei Yoshva as well cites Rabbi Yashiv as being lenient on dye, even though perhaps there's room to be machmer and the dyeing with schach. Rabbi Yashiv seemed to say it's fine. The Kovetz Halachas of Shmuel Kamenetsky and the Pisgei Sukkah, modern day Sefer, says that colored schach is fine, laminated or tissue paper covered schach, though, however, is a problem. However, Shlomo Zalman Arbach apparently said even laminating schach with colored paper is fine because it's all for beautification purposes, and that's how Sephardi Rabbi Avad Yosef would rule. So the upshot is, dyeing the schach, there's definitely more room to be lenient. Once you start like plating it with like a whole layer surrounding it or laminating it, which you may want to do to keep it from you know getting moldy and stuff like that. That already it seems like it's a problem unless you're really doing it for beautification purposes. I've never been to a sukkah. Maybe someone here has, in which they've colored the schach with a dye or even put any like pictures. But you know you want a new trend to dye it. You could spray paint whatever message you want on the top of your schach, and that would seemingly be okay.